A number of recent shows based on Jewish characters, like the ones in The Shrink Next Door, don't actually have Jewish actors. And that has sparked off-screen debates. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Pretty much everyone loves the show The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, even though its star is not Jewish, nor is the actor who plays her dad.
When I agreed to send you to that fancy Goyish college, what was the one thing I told you?
They'll have terrible deli.
Neither were the actors who played the entitled Pfefferman siblings on the TV show Transparent.
I don't need Judaism. Who wants to be Jewish?
Nor were any of the actresses playing famous Jewish Americans, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the recent film On the Basis of Sex, or both Betty Friedan and Bella Abzug in 2018's Mrs. America.
Does it bother you that no one calls you a radical anymore?
We're mainstream. That's a good thing.
I think acting is acting, and I get that all this identity politics is annoying.
Still, comedian Sarah Silverman remains irked by what she called Jew face on her podcast a few months ago.
Watching a Gentile actor portraying like a Jewy Jew is just, feels like embarrassing and cringy.
Historically, there's been much to cringe about, says Henry Beil, a theater professor at the University of Kansas. He wrote a book called Acting Jewish. He says Jewish representation in Hollywood has been different from that of Black or Latinx people.
Because there are so many Jewish performers who have made a living playing roles that aren't particularly Jewish.
So many, including actor Leonard Nimoy.
Apaches are bad Indians.
Who for years played so-called ethnic roles like Native Americans in Westerns. Things have obviously changed, but Hollywood and the theater used to be marginal places where marginalized European Jews could flourish and create. But the same widespread anti-Semitism that limited their options also distorted centuries of Jewish representation on stage.
I am a Jew!
Think Shylock, says Henry Beil in The Merchant of Venice.
Particularly when you start adding in makeup, the sort of history of the false nose and the stage Jew.
Hath thou a Jew eyes? Hath thou a Jew hands?
You can go back to when Jewish characters had to wear red wigs on the early modern stage so that we would all understand that Jews are associated with the devil.
If you prick us, do we not bleed?
That's Al Pacino as Shylock in a 2004 film.
And Al Pacino's Merchant of Venice does veer very close to that kind of Jew face stereotype, I think.
These stereotypes persist. People in writers' rooms still joke about writing Yiddish and casting British. And when you go back, some of the most iconic Jewish roles in movie history were played by non-Jews.
Let my people go!
Like Charlton Heston as Moses, or the non-Jewish actress cast as Anne Frank in the 1959 film.
Oh, Hanukkah, Hanukkah.
Even one of the first Jewish characters to anchor a TV sitcom was not Jewish in real life.
Ma, a man cannot hire an employee because they know the price of corned beef.
I loved Valerie Harper as Rhoda. You can't take that away from me.
Even comedian Sarah Silverman, who's pointing out this problem, admits to her own arguments and consistencies. She supported a non-Jew playing her own mother in an upcoming musical based on her life. Kim Williams runs the Casting Society of America.
There's that fine line of wanting to be as authentic as we can, but also wanting to be open to the creativity that we can bring to a project.
Which is why Professor Henry Beil says certain great actors get cast repeatedly in these kinds of roles.
So John Turturro works with the Coen brothers. The Coen brothers like to make movies about Jews. Suddenly, John Turturro is playing a lot of Jewish characters.
Think about it, think. Writers come and go. We always need Indians.
I'm a writer.
For a long time, Henry Beil has thought about who plays Jews, and he's come to a conclusion.
This conversation is the most Jewish part of the whole thing. Arguments about who's Jewish and are they Jewish enough go way back.
Maybe even back 4,000 years of Judaism. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.